And she tells me, this isn't something I do. This is something I have. It's all about control. Baby, you're gorgeous. Baby, you're beautiful. And as he gives her a little kiss, I think, please, God, don't tell her this. As she smiles at these words of his, all it does is encourages. And all her little reply is, thank you. I know. I did it myself. My girl, born and raised in Orange County, where the chief export is trophy wives, and a bruise on the face means wedding bells are on the way. But soon it'll be her 10th anniversary with her disease, 10 years in front of the toilet, on her knees, morning, noon, and night. See, she doesn't just throw up the shit. She doesn't do it to keep fit. It's all about control. She's too smart to worry about all that. Too busy to worry about fat. So she took the quickest route to staying thin, the sickest path to becoming trim. But when she started throwing up blood, she knew she was in danger. So she let mom catch her over break, but mama didn't do nothing. It's not how mama shows her lovin'. But she's sick, and she's sick of hearing, can you afford to eat that? You don't know how those words fill me with pure fury, because she can't afford not to eat that. Because her body image sucks, and the image in the mirror fucks her, just because she's not the spinning image of her mother. So now she's being finally, formally diagnosed with bulimia, so that insurance will pick up the tabs so that she can go to rehab. But she isn't crying now because of the mother who wouldn't take her picture, or because of the cheerleading team with which she was a permanent fixture. From the inside out, she's crying now. Her body telling her she's dying. And finally, she stops denying and tells me, this isn't something I do. It's something I have. It's all about control. But it's out of control.